Yo, Linda Wood. I got something special for y'all today. I got some smooth heat in the booth here today. Lauren, what's up? How are you today?
Smooth heat in the booth?
You already know, straight up in the booth.
That doesn't even... Okay.
Like, it might be cold outside, but I still got the heat. You already know.
You know, I actually walked outside. It's not that bad.
Yeah, it really isn't. Thank God I didn't bring a coat today.
It's really nice.
Yeah, no. I was actually walking, because just the parking lot in the mornings are always crazy, and, like, there's no parking spot near my dorm.
Of course.
And I didn't bring a jacket this morning because I was running late to work.
Right.
So I was like, no jacket. And then I walked to my class, and I was freezing. So I decided to walk to my dorm, drive to my dorm to get my jacket, and I had to walk, like... I should have just walked from class to my dorm.
Honestly.
Because it took more work to go to my car and then...
Lauren.
But, you know, you learn some things.
You live and you learn. You're true.
Exactly.
True.
So, do you want to tell everyone our special treat tonight?
Of course. Guys, today we have a special treat. What we have is comment straight from the owner of the Shade Room account. But today... representing them is our own boss, Brooke, how are you today?
I'm doing great. It's Valentine's Day. I got a pink Starbucks drink.
Yeah.
A pinkity drinkity.
Nice outside, a pinkity drinkity. There we go. Happy V-Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Share the love.
Man, for real.
When there was a tour coming by the SAS office, and I was like, hey, yo, happy Valentine's Day. Do you want a treat? And I gave them a t-shirt.
Oh, good.
Because we need to get rid of our t-shirts.
Yeah, we have so many free t-shirts. Come check out our t-shirts.
Please. Yeah. But anyways, and the girl was like, I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day because I don't have like someone to celebrate with. Mm. And I said, girl, no. Valentine's Day is about celebrating love.
Indeed.
And it is, you can love yourself. You can love your animal, you can love your child, your partner, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever. It's about love. You could, on my social media post for Linda Wood's APO, which is the theater fraternity, I said, what are theater people at Linda Wood doing to celebrate seasons of love?
Mm-hmm.
First day of rent rehearsal and working on opening for Dead Man's Cell Phone.
Yo, yes.
And we're doing what we love. Like, we're celebrating Valentine's Day by doing what we love.
There we go.
Love to see it.
We're not celebrating it with our significant other. No. We're celebrating it with our one true love, theater.
No, Cap, I thought you were going to say the arts. I'm not going to lie.
The arts.
The arts.
First love as well. The arts.
I could have said the arts. But I'm specifically, it's a theater one, so I was like, might as well do theater.
How's that coming along?
What?
The setup and all that.
Oh, I mean, it's going. We've had some setbacks. The snow day, 3 days.
Bro.
And we could not get into the theater. So we're actually getting our costumes, like all the costumes, on Tuesday. Opening night's on Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh.
We're getting costumes during preview.
I was about to say, when is this supposed to, like, air or drop?
Wednesday, 7 p.m. I think it's 7. It might be 7:30.
That is wild.
Yeah, I've never heard of something like that.
That is stressful.
Oh, yeah. No, it's been a stressful process. Because also, our wood that we had to buy was backed up. So we had to cut some of our scenery because we didn't have enough time to build it and we didn't have enough wood
shipments from
so it's
tis the continual season
for real.
But
that's crazy.
But back to what the focus is on.
Recently
me and Dev recorded an episode, just the two of us, which is kind of different, talking about the unofficial Instagram associated with Linda Wood. So we talked about Dining Unveiled, Linda Wood LOL, the memes one, and specifically Shade Room.
Yes.
And I got a comment. I got a DM from the Shade Room, and they were like, I really like your podcast. And I was like, oh, you listen to it? I was so excited. And then I was. Dev was right next to me. And I was literally, like, Dev.
I was like, commented. I was like, Lauren, did you see what just popped up on your phone?
Yeah. And I was like, of course. She was and like, yes. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to shoot my shot.
For real.
And I said, would you be interested in being interviewed? And mm-hmm. the creator was like, yes. And I was like, oh, no way. I got so excited. And I was like, I brought it to my boss, Justin and Brooke. And I said, mm-hmm. y'all, can we do this? And they were like, yes.
Yes, we're doing
absolutely.
It. We're
and
doing
it. Was, it was, so the podcast released Thursday.
Yes.
Okay. I messaged them on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then we came up with the questions on Friday. And we are now recording on Monday. This was a very quick turnaround.
For real.
But we were just so excited.
Like yeah, we've been talking about trying to mm-hmm. see if we can get the person under the, you know, yeah. under the veil in here.
Now.
Or at least some of their comments.
Just a reminder
mm-hmm.
that this is not, we are not like in person interviewing
right.
the creator. So we do not know the true identity of the creator.
Yes.
We don't know what year they are.
Mm-mm.
Where they're from,
mm-mm.
if they're a commuter or if they're a resident, we don't know.
Nope.
But what we do know are the questions we asked. So, Dev.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you want to start off with the first question?
Absolutely. The first question, everybody, that we came up with was, why did you create this account in general?
So I created LU Shade Room as just a silly account because I saw other schools had a shade room. So why not? And I never expected it to blow up.
Mm. I feel like that's what happens with a lot of these like accounts. Like, yeah. for example, so all of the accounts for official organizations
yes.
have a purpose and we're hoping that they do well.
Yes.
But like these random accounts, like a bunch of fan accounts where people basically post photos of celebrities or mm-hmm. a show or something.
Right.
Like they're like, you know, why not? Let's just see what happens.
Right.
And I think there's something super cool about that.
Yeah. I feel like it brings like not only that personal like aspect, but just like the whole comfort. I mean, you were looking at, you know, on your own phone.
Yeah.
But it's that extra oomph of like, maybe I can reveal or give a little bit more, or maybe they'll give me a different insight about Linda Wood that I didn't know. Yeah. You know, I feel like when it comes to us students, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
What we like go on to look forward to.
Yeah, and definitely. And it's, so it was created mm-hmm. back in 2020 and it has almost 2,000 followers on Instagram, which is crazy because it's, I mean, it's yeah. not like sponsored by any, it just.
Yeah, it's just created.
It's just created and it is grown. So yeah, no, the creator, mm. I am thoroughly impressed and for all they real. Had to do was create a Google form
yeah.
and post stuff on Twitter and Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that's how like they did it.
Yeah. Cause basically from what I've seen,
mm-hmm.
what they do is they get the confessions from the Google forms.
Okay.
Then they like write it on TikTok or not TikTok, Twitter.
Okay.
Sorry, my brain's on TikTok. Twitter. And if it's like juicy enough, they'll mm-hmm. take a screenshot of it and post it on Instagram.
Oh.
So like if you want to see more
yeah.
of the LU Shade Room confessions,
definitely go to the
Twitter. To Twitter.
Okay.
Because Twitter has more of them than Instagram does.
No wonder, because I always look at it. Like when it'll pop up and I'll always look and I'll be like, why is it always like a Twitter page? Or like, it's, you know mm-hmm. how it's black versus blue.
Yeah.
That's like, I'm like, why does it look like a different platform?
It's because it's from Twitter.
That definitely makes any sense.
So.
Definitely makes more sense. Sorry.
Yeah. So my next question for you is, have you watched Gossip Girl?
This one was from Brooke.
This one was definitely during our meeting. We were yes. having a little bit of entertainment
yeah.
and we were like, let's just throw this in there.
Yes, I never thought to compare myself to the show, but I now see the similarities.
Now, Dev.
Yes.
As a man.
What's up?
Gossip Girl is more marketed towards women.
Yes.
Have you watched Gossip Girl? Do you know anything about it?
I've seen.
Or do you want me to give you the lowdown?
I don't think I've seen Gossip Girl. I was thinking of a scene from Pretty Little Liars, but that's definitely completely me.
Pretty Little Liars is like a murdering weird show.
Right.
Now, Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
I'll give you the lowdown.
Hit me up.
Gossip Girl is basically a bunch of rich people in New York City living in New York and going to school. And there is this Gossip Girl where basically you like text in like photos or scandals.
Yeah.
And she posts about it. And like it rocks the teenagers' worlds. And like it's super crazy.
I definitely see the comparison.
Kristen Bell, baby.
Yes, Kristen Bell was the voice of it.
Oh my God, I love Kristen Bell.
I know, and they have a new Gossip Girls on HBO. I have yet to watch it because I am busy. I've also not watched Euphoria, so those are some two shows I need to get on top of.
Wow, I feel younger than you.
I heard it was a rough start, but I'll definitely
I've been watching it for sure.
Gossip Girl or Euphoria?
Both.
Both.
Oh.
Well, not the new Gossip Girl.
Oh.
No, I love the old Gossip Girl. I wish I wish I was that rich. Like we were just talking about in criminology.
Yes.
The association of economics and criminal activity.
Yes.
And how it's not like criminologists don't just focus on, you know, like crime. They also focus on like economics. And we were specifically talking about like suburbs.
Yep.
And, like, how that translates to, like, education and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really interesting class. I'm telling you, fam. I used the example of Titanic.
Okay.
Because, like, for example, so there were three levels in Titanic. You had first class, second class, and lower class.
Right.
So the lower class was, like, poor people. Mm-hmm. Middle class was, like, middle. And then the wealthy was wealthy.
Right.
And basically, what happened, because I actually went to a summer camp for a week that was specifically about Titanic, because I was obsessed with Titanic at the time.
Yes.
And what happened was when the ship hit the iceberg and water started flowing in, they basically tried to get people off the boat, but they did it based on class. So it was men and women from first class can get off the boats first.
Right.
Then second class and like some third class people were able to like sneak out. But more people in the lower levels died because they were legitimately like locked in the Titanic. Like they were, they had gates and like they could not
leave. They had gates in there?
Yeah. So, like, they were like, nope, rich people are more important.
Okay. That's just wild.
I know.
For, a billion-dollar boat.
Really? I know. But have you seen the photos of the Titanic versus the cruise ships now? They're terrifying. And I'm like, I'm never going to go on a cruise ship because I feel like I would die. On a
cruise ship.
No.
Disney cruise, baby.
Exactly. Exactly where I would go.
My dad wants to go to an Alaskan cruise with me, and I said no.
Oh my gosh, that would be so cool. The whales. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm down for the seals.
I can't. Okay, seals are adorable. But here's have you seen those videos on TikTok of like the ocean at night with no light?
It's insane.
Pitch black.
It's insane.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to leave the ocean
alone
to itself and like not test the waters because like I don't want to drown.
But you're not alone out there. You're with like 1,000 other people. Now, I wouldn't go in a pandemic probably.
Oh, yeah. The pandemic.
That sounds very germy.
You know?
Yeah.
Just stuck on a boat with a bunch of people.
I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to be stuck on this boat with you. What's your name?
Steve.
Definitely where I was going. Steve, yeah, man.
The monkey.
Bro.
From Cloudy with a Chance of Meat.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh.
On to the next one. We asked, what are you hoping to accomplish with this platform?
There wasn't ever really a goal, but I guess right now I just like creating a sense of unity and community on important topics and laughing over the silly ones. It's just something to talk about.
Yeah, I think we talked about that with last time's episode about how these accounts really bring voices to Lindawood.
Right.
But you know, it's very interesting how this account has really blown up.
Mm-hmm.
And because it has blown up, has administration ever reached out?
Surprisingly, no. I'm still very cautious, of course, but I don't believe it's in the university's best interest to try and take me down
mm-hmm.
with how it connects with the student body. And I do my best to keep from posting or even deleting incriminating evidence. I don't see how it would be super harmful.
True. We've all would. I can say like countless of students have witnessed, you know, the deletion of, you know, incriminating or posts that might seem offensive. And she's, you know, we can fairly say she has come out to express that as well, which we, you know, thank you for that as well.
Yeah. We have determined, though, without any basis, we think this is a woman.
Yes.
Because here's the thing. Sorry. Here's the thing.
My apologies.
I don't think a man.
Mm-hmm.
Could be this, like, petty. Like, I know, like, we as women.
Oh, I don't know. I think maybe you're saying that because it's you, Lauren.
It's not me.
Yeah,
I swear.
I still think it is. How did you get Shade Room on the podcast? It's because I am the Shade Room.
Lauren's the Shade Room?
I am.
Come
not,
on, Lauren, just let us know, man.
I am not the Shade Room.
Deal. Okay.
She did. She made some eye contact there.
I know.
I mean, when I was a freshman,
mm-hmm.
I was obsessed with the rugby boys, but like,
okay,
that's about it. That's my only connection.
Moving on.
No, I just found it funny that was such a thing last year and still is today.
Always.
Always and forever.
Always.
So, question for you. How many confessions would you say you get each day?
Probably 5 on average. Unless something crazy or significant happens, there's maybe 10.
Mm, gotcha.
Man.
That's crazy.
That's still a good average amount.
Yeah.
Like 5 to 10, especially if you want to count like different like perspective of quality.
Yeah.
Then that's still, even still, yeah, a good average.
I feel like a lot would be repeated, though.
Fair, that too.
Like,
that's
definitely
a con, yeah.
Yeah, like, you're just like, let's say, okay, so one of the events we had was the midnight dining thing.
Oh, midnight breakfast.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the comments were about, like, were pretty consistent. Like, if they're ever like, yo, there was this man. He had very long hair.
Yeah.
And he competed in every single challenge.
Nah, for real. Yeah. Okay.
And so I feel like there would just be multiple of people being like confessing about that man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And we put it in that perspective. Yeah.
Yeah. So now, you know, this account is pretty popular, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how do you keep your identity a secret?
I just have the ability to keep my mouth shut about it. Or convince people it's someone else, I kind of blow off the questions.
See, and now that's the reason why it can't be me.
Goated.
Because if you know me,
I don't know, you blow off a lot of questions.
I do not. I am such a sharer.
You go everywhere, Lauren. That's crazy.
You do share a lot, but you share so much that someone could know.
Fair.
See, I feel like if I did create it, though, I would, like, love to tell people. And, like, especially since I have that digital marketing minor. Like, I'd be, like, bragging about it. Like, y'all, I gained followership over
especially your close people, yeah.
I know. And you are my close people. So, I'm telling you, not me.
Yeah, that's all I say. Whoever it is, you're goated.
You're goated.
Goated. Goated. Okay. So, our next one we wanted to ask, how does it feel to know that you are the cause of all this drama/press?
You know, it's fun and entertaining in a weird way. It's like I have a secret life. I still feel for the people that it may harm, which is why I let people know I will happily take things down.
See, when I read that, all I could think was, got a secret, can you keep it when this one you say?
Oh, my God.
Gotta lock it in a pocket, taking this one to the grave.
To the grave.
Grave.
Oh, gosh.
I love you.
See, that's the voice it should have been. It shouldn't have been my voice. It should have been...
To the
game. Hello, I am the LU Shade Room.
Oh my gosh. So anyway. Now I have a very important question. If you go to therapy, does your therapist know? Because I go to therapy, okay?
Same, I used to.
I've been going since I was 8 years old because, you know, I've had the same one for 11 years. Okay. Name's Jamie. She's amazing. She's helped me through a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I have autism, so she's helped me, like, learn coping mechanisms and how to, you know, live in society.
Mm-hmm.
And she is amazing. And I feel like I could not hide this big of a secret to my therapist. So,
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you said, 11 years, definitely. I understand that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Brooke?
So,
or Ellie Shadroom?
So now I'm going to find a therapist and tell them just to see the reaction.
Oh my gosh. I can't.
No, that's definitely something I would do, bro.
Be like, all
just
right.
Just to be a troll, just like, hey, doc, I need you to tell me, is there something serious or am I just...
Oh my, what if they went to the Lindenwood therapist because they technically cannot say anything because client...
Right, they wouldn't be able to say
anything. They wouldn't
be
able to say anything.
It's confidential.
Exactly. Mm. So wouldn't that be so entertaining if you went to a therapist at Lindenwood and said, I am the creator of LU Shade Room, and they couldn't say anything.
But the loophole is if there were something harmful on there,
yes,
then they probably could
they can
disclose if they needed to.
Yes.
But if it's all anonymous, then... Well, yeah, I don't know. Because
it's all anonymous, so they couldn't...
No, yeah. There's a certain point.
I would suggest if you find a therapist, maybe go off campus on that one. But yeah. They can't say anything. They cannot say anything.
Exactly.
But like, I did this on campus, but I didn't do it on campus, but I did do it on campus.
But, you know, our counseling on campus is fantastic.
True. I do love our people in New Orleans.
Awesome people over there.
Yes. I was actually...
Shout out to Mr. Clifton.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was actually, when I was looking for a job this year...
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed with them and they were like,
Hey,
you were hired. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. I'm so sorry. I'm working with Brooke.
Oh,
I'm like, so sorry. I'm working with Brooke.
Well, okay. Cause here's the thing. Brooke took me first, so. No, actually they took me first, but I really
this is a twist to the story.
I really wanted to work with Brooke cause I worked with her in first year council.
Oh my gosh.
And then
definitely makes yes.
Well, that's sweet.
And I just was like, you know, I like Brooke. And then I got here and I'm so happy I chose here. Cause we get to create a podcast. I couldn't do that with the Wellness Center.
Well, y'all are killing it on the podcast.
I know. Thank you.
We do try, you know.
We do try. So, you know, with me and Dev, right? The podcast affects our lives. Because we have to come up with questions. I mean, it doesn't, like, super affect us, specifically at work, because, you know, it takes time to record this episode during
work.
It takes
time. Yeah. And money, because I pay you.
Yeah.
Resources.
Thank you. Thank you for paying us. Now, my question is, because, you know, it takes some time doing the podcast and doing social media.
Mm-hmm.
So how has the LU Shade Room impacted your life both academically and socially?
So socially, I'm more involved undercover as LU Shade Room. Academically, it really had no impact. There was a time that I wanted to do nothing but focus on my page, which caused me to be a bit distracted from school. But this wasn't a major or lasting issue.
Mm. No, I totally understand that. Sometimes I don't want to do my theater homework. I just want to work on social media, so I totally understand that.
No, I feel you. Sometimes I want to tool around and mess with my own, like, Twitch stuff.
Ooh, you have a Twitch?
Yeah, I'm saving creating, like, finishing it for my personal content creation class.
So, you know, weird question.
Yes.
What is Twitch? Like, I don't understand, because, like, I see you
streaming.
And Matthias and Bau, like, you all are, like, watching people play video games.
Bam.
Why?
Streaming.
It's why? Called streaming.
That's a thing that people do.
Yes.
Just what? But why would you not play the game?
You do the same entertainment, Lauren. It's all it is. Basically, it's all, we see it like this. So, yes, that's all Twitch is. You're basically watching somebody else play the same game you're interested in. But there's many perspectives of why you're watching it. That's the main reason of why.
See, I think because it was just me and my mother, and I didn't have, like, boys around. It's and, like, right. generally boys play video games. Mm-hmm. Video games just confuse me. I'm just like, why?
I mean, there are a lot of girls who play video games, too.
For
there
real. Are. It's, which is an up-and-coming thing in esports.
Yeah. Still. It's a big deal.
Yeah. Like, knowing of, like, just a Twitch, there's a little, basically a smooth 1-2% still trying to upgrade, like, still trying to be advancements in the Twitch community. Mm-hmm. Still working on it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but when I was a kid, the gist of my video game intake was my Sega.
You had a Sega?
Oh, you better believe it. I had You're a Sega. Kidding me. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Well, Brooke, best. I was watching the video. I was like watching the like a evolution video of how many units of a console was sold like throughout the years, and I was and it went through and I saw Sega and then you know Genesis.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, those were here for a long time for a little bit.
Yeah.
Just like the Game Boy. The Game Boy. Oh, my God.
I had a Game Boy Color, too. There you go.
You had a Color? Oh, my God.
I can provide nothing for this conversation.
That's okay. I don't play any video games these days. Wordle's about as close as I get to video games.
Really? Not even like a Switch?
We don't have a console. We thought about getting a Switch. I would love to have a Switch, but they're pricey and hard to find these days.
She traded her love of video games to her love of theater and the arts.
Those, and I also really love board games. Me and my husband are big board gamers.
Oh, those are so much fun.
That's fair.
And your dogs. You've also traded loved dogs.
Yeah, my little fur babies.
I'm obsessed with your fur babies. Also, I need you to go on vacation so I can take care of your fur babies.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Because you said
red flag.
I mean, you can definitely dog sit.
You said I could dog sit.
Red flag.
Yeah, I have a couple trips over the summer.
All right. Well, if I go to the Muni or the Opera Theater, hit me up.
Muni it is. I think it's a good lineup this year, too, I think.
It is a good lineup. Yeah, but really also, is. Opera Theater St. Louis, amazing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we had the Opera Theater St. Louis.
But.
Okay.
Now, here's my question.
This is the main question I wanted to ask.
You want to ask it? Go for it.
No, this is the main one I wanted to know, not ask, but go ahead. Sorry.
How about you ask? You this one is, you're very curious about.
St. Louis, guys, of all things, I wanted to ask. Is LU Shade Room looking for a successor?
I'm not currently looking for a successor. When I do, it's definitely going to be drawn out process to be sure they don't turn the LU Shade Room into chaotic evil.
Chaotic evil.
Chaotic evil.
That is an interesting term.
For real.
Chaotic evil.
It sounds chaotic.
When it
sounds evil.
That. When you think about it, like when you think of that. What do you think of when you say that word?
Demons running it.
Fair? No. That's fair.
No, I thought of Lucifer from the TV show Lucifer. Mostly because...
Please.
Me and my mom started watching it during the pandemic.
Great show.
And it was really funny because... So I went to Georgia to go visit my nanny and my dad. Mm-hmm. And one of my nanny's caretakers decided to sit me down and talk to me about the second coming and how it's coming right now. And then I immediately watched Lucifer after that.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, is she wrong? I'm sorry.
They're, you know. No.
We're just going through a hard time.
I've just accepted that whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, one day at a time. That's all we can do.
Exactly.
I've been waiting for you to say that for so long.
I have a lot I could say, but I will. I will.
Well,
go ahead, Brooke.
Nah.
I was talking to my mother. I said if there's ever an apocalypse or a zombie thing, I'd be one of the first people to go because I don't have surviving instincts. So, like, if I fall, my immediate reaction is not to protect anything. It's just like, oh, I'm falling. That's why I injure myself so often is not because I'm actively, like, trying to hurt myself.
Yeah.
It's that my like instinct to protect myself is just gone.
But you're smart, so you'll team up with the right people.
But I feel that's like I'd the be thing. I feel like I'd depends. Be like dead meat though.
Dead meat.
Oh, fun fact, did you know that ambulance is called a dead meat wagon?
What? That sounds disrespectful.
That sounds so wild.
Yeah.
I'm trying so hard to keep it inside, but that's so wild.
No, I learned that because they used that term in Ireland back in the 60s and 70s.
Makes sense.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, Brooke, all they had was wagons.
All they had was wagons.
All they had was wagons.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I pray that everyone off in an ambulance is A-OK.
For real. And it's actually called an ambulance or a wambulance.
A wambulance?
Yes, I like to call them wambulances.
That's weird.
Do they?
Wham, bam.
Wham.
Peter Pan. Now, speaking of, you know, protecting and saving people, how do you monitor the posts that are sent to you?
I just kind of scroll through new confessions and posts whatever I think will get the most attention. I save old confessions for later in case I need something random. Right now, there's 240 unposted confessions. 240? You heard that right, folks.
I bet there's some juicy stuff on that.
Bro.
240.
This person has material, bro.
So
much material.
Are they worried that the chaotic evil will release the 240 confessions?
No, she's, for real, bro, because that's a lot of material.
She's a material girl.
Bye.
I mean, look, I know, I wish I had the power that she has.
No.
I do.
It's all right.
You know, maybe I should apply to be her successor.
We're not sure
that note,
about that.
See, on that note, that's what I asked. What do you do if you read anything alarming?
So if it's something extremely hateful, I delete it and never post. Mm. I have zero tolerance for homophobic or racist confessions.
Love to hear it. But I'd be interested to see how many you get, though. Because, like, we have a very diverse population.
Array of personalities. Correct.
An array. Yes, an array of personalities.
Yeah.
And some people, you know, they might not mean to, but I feel like some of the confessions could be a little spicy.
Fair.
Maybe.
I see what you mean.
Those are things, we have that new campus climate survey out. Maybe those are some things that need to be submitted so we know what some of those vibes are. So, LU Shade Room, if you're listening, maybe. Mm.
A little share, a little shout out.
And you get if you complete the survey, which takes 15 to 20 minutes to do.
Yes.
It's true.
You are entered into a raffle for $20 at the Lindenwood bookstore. I'd like you to applaud me because I remembered that from reading that at 10 o'clock this morning.
Whoop, whoop.
Thank you. So, you know, we talked about this last week, but yes. I kind of wanted your opinion on, do you think your account helps the students or harms them?
I think it helps them in a way, yeah. It gives people a voice on things such as food conditions or mental health days, maybe even the laundry rooms. People have a place to vent and feel validated about things. I also do enjoy sharing and supporting student musicians as well as student planned events. Mm. That doesn't mean I don't see the uglier parts of my account and how it could cause issues.
Yeah.
I all around like this response.
Yeah, me too. I really do.
This just makes me feel like the person like who runs this is just an all around, just down to earth person. Mm-hmm. Like who takes into account people's personalities, people's affection on different things, what they think, just overall environments, in general, just around support us.
Yeah.
Support what we have to say, what we and generally outcast.
Yeah, no, definitely. And you know, I like the word that she said, validate.
Yes.
I think we as a society don't validate as many people's opinions as we really should and people's feelings. Like, I feel like a lot of times mm-hmm. we're like, push those feelings aside. And like, for example, so mm-hmm. my friend and her boyfriend okay. came over to watch movies and play games. They're super nice.
Yesterday.
A couple of days ago.
Okay.
And the boyfriend had been on his phone helping a classmate with homework. Mm-hmm. The girlfriend felt like the boyfriend was ignoring her and was like, why am I even here if you're going to be on your phone? Mm-hmm. And as I listened to both of them, I said, both of your feelings are valid. Mm-hmm. Like, you both have different views on this. They one of them is in an international student from Japan.
Okay.
And so there's very, like, different cultures. Like, for her, mm-hmm. there was no phones at the table. For him, phones at the table. And, like, my mom and stepdad, they are consistently working while they're together. Because okay. they're really busy. And so it doesn't matter if they're on their laptops or working on something. If they're together, that's their quality time. Mm-hmm. They're just busy human beings. And so by validating both of their feelings, they felt heard. And they were like, okay, now I kind of see it from your point of view. And I feel like the LU Shade Room validates people's feelings, especially like with the laundry rooms, which can be kind of annoying.
Yeah.
The health days, like validating people's feelings yes. is important.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they're using their power for some good.
Yes.
It's good to see. It's not chaotic evil, yeah. if you will.
Exactly.
I feel like it's real neutral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty neutral.
Like, I try to consider myself a level-headed person.
You are a level-headed person.
Even still, I feel like it's neutral. Like, yeah. it's not. I'm not taking a side, or I'm not taking
right.
a perspective.
Just presents the information.
Yeah. yeah. I may laugh at it. I may be like, man, that's wild. But 20 minutes be like, they might be on to something. That's what brings it to me the most.
Yeah. So will you put this on your resume? Because I know Please. I created the account. I would put this on my I just applied to a bunch of internships.
Yeah.
I promise you, I would have put that on there so quickly.
I say add it to the resume.
Add it to the resume.
And then take a photo and put it on your story so we know you have it.
Well, yes. I mean, if I'm ever able to reveal my identity, I might. Growing an account this large and only ever following a max of 15 people felt like a great accomplishment to me.
It is.
And in order to use it on my resume, I may have to have a conversation with Lindenwood themselves to be sure I don't get in trouble.
The True. Marketing people at Lindenwood are very nice. I've messaged Yes. them a couple of times, and they're very nice. So I'm fairly confident that, you know, they would have no problem with you putting it on their resume.
Yeah. Most people from the mass communications and like marketing and advertising schools like are really chill people.
Yeah. yeah.
I really think that if you do reveal yourself, it should be a masked singer like reveal.
Oh my God. No cap though. I do like that.
Give
idea.
Clues over time.
For real.
Have the muffled voice.
Wait,
on
hold
the
up.
Account.
What if? All right. Here's my idea.
All right.
What if graduation on the graduation cap said, I am LU Shade Room as a big goodbye? Because, I mean, she graduated. True. She's done with the program. What are they going to do?
For real.
Tackle her on stage? She's grabbing her diploma?
Yeah, because you can say it's a one and done thing from there.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I don't know.
That would be amazing.
I don't know.
And
but
I
know
a lot of things.
Yeah. And I know what other schools they have, not this kind of, I mean, this exists, but other kind of secret identities of like spirit characters yeah. and things like that, that do get revealed at the end of their time.
For real. No, like, we all know, don't we don't know who Leo is.
Leo the lion.
Yeah.
The spirit of Leo.
Some know who Leo is or used to know who Leo was. But the new Leo, we don't know.
Yeah, same thing with the mascot. So there's a school called BYU.
Yes, that's what I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so BYU is Brigham Young University. It's a Mormon school. Yeah. And they have a mascot, and they make the person like keep their identity a secret. I'm talking like Disney secret. Like, you know how when so for example, if you are cast in like employed by Disney, you can only say this is my friend Belle instead of saying I am Belle. Like that's and they will get you in trouble. So, you know, in our office, we have been talking about how we want to expand the podcast, first-year counsel, first-year programs, student academic support services, Instagrams, social media, all of that, and how we want to expand. Is there any plans of expanding the LU Shade Room to, like, TikTok or Facebook?
I'm not sure of what expanding it would entail.
Heard.
Yeah. I feel like trying to, besides, like, like more modern texting social media, I feel like trying to do like video and stuff like that.
Yeah,
definitely. I could definitely see it
now
being a hassle.
With I have kind of like a two-part question. So has anyone ever guessed it was you, and has this affected your relationships in any ways?
No one has ever suspected or caught me. The few people that I have told don't really care. It does make it feel weird to keep it secret from certain people that I am really close with or spend a lot of time with.
Mm-hmm. Like her therapist that she's going to get. It's going to be weird. Just a secret.
Be like, yo, Randy, this is a secret I got to tell you.
Dr. Randy.
Dr. Randy, I got a secret for you.
Dr. Steve. We're talking to the monkey.
Dr. Steve, I have something for you. What is it?
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
I am the shade room.
I am the shade room.
So, kind of to tie up this conversation, if you want your voice to be heard, what advice would you give?
I would say be bold. Using the worst that could happen is you get told no. Even then, you don't have to stop trying to be heard. Someone will eventually listen.
True.
True.
Shout out this Friday at the food committee.
Yes.
For example.
RSVPs are due today.
Yes. Be there or be square.
Here's the thing, students. I know it is at an interesting time. Like, I know I have work and I cannot go.
Same.
But if we do not show up, Lindenwood will not see that this is not just a random social media page that was made. Mm-hmm. We as students need to show up and say, hey, we want to fight for our right to have quality food.
Yeah.
We want to fight for our right and our, like, basic necessities.
Yes.
And
it's basically what we pay for.
What we pay for.
What we look forward to. What we really lean on.
We lean on nutrition, especially as an athlete school.
Yes.
We need to support our students. And the best way to do that is speak up.
Please.
And also, order Starbucks, because I love Starbucks. Now, you know, also, I do. Did I tell you? So, at the end of last semester,
yes.
I went to Starbucks to order in person when you could do that. And the person, one of the baristas said, hey, Lauren. I looked at him and I said, how do you know my name? And he's like, you're here every day. And I was like, no.
Oh my God, Lauren, you're a regular?
I did not mean to be.
Oh my God, Lauren's a regular.
I didn't mean to. I've stopped being a regular because I felt like, oh, this might be an addiction.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you would go and then you'd come back to the office and you say, oh, this one specific thing is wrong with my drink order. So then you'd go back downstairs. Right. That's why they know who you are.
Well, okay, wait. You make me sound like such a Karen.
No, it's just, no. It's like when Harry met Sally. It's like a Sally vibe. You want your dressing on the side, and that's okay. It's okay to have a preference, but that's probably how they know you.
No. Yeah. Okay, during Christmas time, winter time, I would order a peppermint white hot chocolate.
Right.
And they would consistently give me just a hot chocolate. And I'm like, that wasn't what I wanted. And
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
And so, like, but here's the thing. Whenever I would do that, I would drink in the office. And then I'd be like, this isn't right. And y'all would be like, you can go down and get a new one. And I was like, no, I feel bad.
Wow.
No. But, hey, you got If you're paying for it, go back and ask. I'm sure they would want you to ask.
Yeah. And respect. Question for you. This is my final question. Mm-hmm. Because I think we should make this a thing.
Starbucks.
What is your Starbucks order? And could we make it the official LU Shade Room order?
My go-to is an oat milk, brown sugar, shaken espresso, and a plain bagel.
Why does that actually sound like a banger?
I wish I could drink it, but I can't drink caffeine.
Oh my gosh, the oat milk, sounds like a banger. Brown sugar, shaken espresso is so good.
Like, it really does sound like a banger, bro.
LU Shade Room knows what is up. They're so good.
She has good taste in coffee.
Good taste in coffee. I'm wondering, though, the plain bagel.
Mm. With or without cream cheese?
With or without cream cheese. Do they take butter?
Or is it regular cream cheese?
Do they put avocado, the avocado Ooh. Spread on
oh,
it?
Oh, that's another possibility.
Or some jam.
LU Shade Room, will you comment on the post that we announced that we released this episode? Will you comment what you put on your plain bagel? I would greatly appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah. You never know.
And we also show. Oh, go ahead.
You're good. If that brown sugar shaken espresso, you never know who it belongs to. That's the lesson for the day.
I know. Justin was like, "All right, we need to go talk to Starbucks and figure out who exactly ordered." And I was like, "Justin, that seems a little excessive." And he was like, "Yeah,
true.
It is a little excessive.
It's okay,
but I mean, it's one step closer."
Yeah,
true, and it fits the bill.
So,
it's all right. I'm gonna see if I can link Starbucks. See if we can make that a nice promo or something.
Put that on the Grubhub app.
Hey, all students, an LU promo. The Shade Room. Call the drink the Shade Room.
Well, yeah. While we're shade. Thinking about that, while you're writing in, please yes. tell them to add the toffee nut syrup to their app.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
While
yes.
we're talking about this, add it to the email.
Add it to the email.
Please add on to the memo, please.
Maybe we should RSVP to the food meeting and just skip work.
You know what?
So then we can be like, all right, on top of like food complaints, we would like to make it an official LU Shade Room Starbucks order right now.
Yes, sponsored order.
I would pay you to do that.
Say no more. Yay.
I'm glad we would be paid. Glad we'd be paid. Hey. So, well, thank you, Brooke, for being
yes,
the
Brooke,
voice
thank you so much.
Of
Please.
The LU Shade Room.
Thanks for having me. This has been a hoot.
A hoot yeah. and a half.
We got to do it another day.
Yeah, I want to come back. This is great.
For real. I've been thinking about trying to do a like a special.
Yeah.
A special.
A special. Yes. I think we might do Justin next. He's been dying to be on this podcast.
Yes. He's a goofball and he's been waiting to be on the cast.
The Sass cast?
The cast of the Sass.
Wouldn't that be funny if we put all of Sassalicious in this room? Sassalicious is our group chat that we have with all the administrative assistants, tutors, yes. and grad students.
It's Sassalicious.
Yeah. No. Fun fact. So I created both group chats.
Yes.
Sassalicious and Sasscast.
Yeah.
I created both group chats. And you know who messages the most in those?
Lauren.
Me.
You know, see, this is very telling for your survival skills in an apocalypse. Mm. You're a chosen leader, self-proclaimed.
Oh God, Lauren, at least you got at least you got communication down pat.
There you go.
I'm hey. Also very charismatic.
Also true. Also true.
Like Ted Bundy.
Just kidding.
Oh, gosh.
On that note, everybody, have a great rest of your day. Thanks for stopping by. Yet again, also try to stop by, if you can, to the food committee this Friday. Or is it this Thursday? Oh, no, this Friday.
Friday.
Yes.
I feel like.
I'm not 100. The 17th. Put it in the description.
Yes. We'll put it in the description. Please drive by. And yet again, thank you so much, everybody. And
stay sassy.
Stay sassy as always.
Wah, wah, wah. Stay sassy.